I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Second date update.
Who do you trust for advice on your dating life? Your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
They're not really looking out for you.
What?
Yes, they are.
They might say that. Not really.
Oh, my gosh.
Your coworkers?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
Yikes. Absolutely
not. Yeah.
Chat GPT?
Oh.
I mean,
probably not still.
No.
I trust them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Trust all the computer minds, Jeff. Yeah. It's a good idea.
But when ChatGPT runs out of date ideas,
oh, no.
You got to turn to the sure thing, your therapist, for hot dating tips.
What?
Wait, I mean, maybe like relationship advice, but hot dating tips?
That's what one of our listeners, Hannah, did. And the great advice from her therapist has landed her here with us today.
Oh, cool. No. So you need a therapist from your therapist?
Yeah.
I think it's all working out well. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey. I want to hear the therapist advice. I'm dying.
Yeah. What did your therapist say?
Well, I was talking about my struggles dating, and she kind of called me out on that I'm maybe not always being my most authentic self, and that could be why I'm struggling here.
Okay, that's what you're paying her for.
Well, that's good. Yeah. She told you to call you out professionally.
She said to just be the real you?
Yeah, just encouraging me to be myself.
Yeah, okay. That's great.
What if being you is the problem?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So what'd you do to accomplish that?
So I was kind of racking my brain, like thinking, what are things that I like? And I love the show Cobra Kai.
The Karate Kid spinoff?
Yes.
Cobra Kai. I did not expect us to go there. So did you take a karate class then or something?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. Well, I guess who'd you go out with?
His name is Mike.
Okay.
Mike. Sensei Mike?
Yeah. Did you meet him at the karate class or did you take a class together?
Oh, we took a class together.
Interesting.
But I met him online.
Oh.
So how did this date happen? Can you like run us through it?
Yeah.
Well, we set up just like a dinner date.
Okay.
Nice.
And it was a fun time, and like we were hitting it off.
So you're matching the Cobra Kai theme to the meal too.
Oh yeah, sushi. You have like all kind of Asian culture influence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
And sushi was good. You guys had good conversation, or like, what's the highlights there?
We were just goofing around. We were like play fighting.
Wait.
Oh, like
what do you mean?
Like with the chopsticks as swords?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
To be honest, I wouldn't normally act like this on my dates. Like maybe I was a little too nerdy, but I kept hearing "be my most authentic self," kind of saying it like as a mantra.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you brought up Cobra Kai with Mike, was he into it?
He'd actually never seen it, but he had heard of it, and I think he'd been meaning to watch it.
Okay.
Well, that's like an open intro to show him.
Yeah, totally.
If everything goes well, of course.
Yeah, and, you know, I tried to go that route and invite him over to watch it at my place.
Oh.
Dog you.
I think that he is probably planning on more than Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, more like Cobra Thighs.
What?
Wait, what?
No.
Like he's going to touch off.
No.
All right,
sorry.
No.
Okay, so did he say yeah?
Well, he was kind of like, I don't know how late I can stay out.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I mean, I tell literally people that before.
It makes sense, but not in a dating world. Like, that invite is what every guy is waiting for.
If you want to go, you'll stay up.
Not every guy wants to hook up on the first date.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. 99% of guys. I'm
maybe
correct
she
myself.
Got the 1%, you know?
Right. So,
were you okay with that?
Yeah, I was okay with that because I had a backup plan.
Okay, authentic self. What was that?
My authentic self decided that we could, like, go do, like, a trial martial arts class.
So it's
you, Mike, in a room full of six-year-olds.
So you went straight from the restaurant to a karate class.
It was actually next door. I sort of might have planned that.
Okay. You have a whole plan. He's either going to my house, we're rolling on my bed, or rolling on some mats.
Why do I picture him in jeans trying to do karate now, though? Like, did he have the right outfit for it?
Or maybe they give you some.
Oh, yeah. They provided us with the geese. Yeah. And I think we had fun.
That'd be awesome. He's like, well, I got some sweet nunchucks in my truck anyway.
Yeah.
So
let me get my throwing stars.
Fun is good. Was it romantic or?
I think so. Cause,
really?
You know, like the kind of fighting, it's like there's tension. It's kind of flirty.
And I also think just trying anything new with a person like helps bond you.
That's
right?
A good point. Yeah. Especially you like, both don't know what's going on.
It's a shared experience. You can either laugh at how bad you are or.
Yeah.
I mean, slowly choke them out.
Did they do that in a beginner's?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
I don't know. Let's skip to the end of the night. How did you leave things?
We just said goodbye to each other kind of outside.
Hug? Kiss?
A little kiss.
Okay.
Okay. That's something.
That's not bad.
And what's happened since the date?
Well, it hasn't been that long, but I actually saw my therapist.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Did you giggle through that session too?
Yeah, I think I definitely did because I really was trying to be my most authentic self.
Yeah, that's good.
So you told her about the date then?
Yeah, I did. I told her about it.
So why are you calling us then?
Well, she kind of made me doubt things because she said to me, like, that might have been a little too much.
Too authentic.
Not necessarily that, but that there are other parts to me. Like, I'm not just Cobra Kai.
Okay. Well, I mean...
You only focus on martial arts.
Did you tell your therapist you're not going to show this guy everything in the first night, okay?
Yeah
that's Brooke's move.
Yeah.
Maybe second date material.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you got to leave something to learn.
Open up, show him more of your interest when you meet up a second time. So hopefully we can facilitate that. We'll come back, call Mike for you, and try and get you your second date update right after this.
Okay.
Second date update.
This is the theme song for the original Karate Kid.
Yeah!
Okay, you're the best around, Jeff.
Wow.
Coming on a little strong, man.
Being her authentic self,
trying to pump you up.
Saying your real thoughts.
You know?
But I know it's been a while since we've all seen the original movie, but I'll tell you the overall theme of it is an underdog who's up against the odds, finally faces his fears and his bullies, and comes away with the trophy.
Yeah!
Get it, Karate Kid!
Everyone loves an underdog story.
And that's our listener, Hannah, today. And Hannah's trophy that she's after is a man named Mike.
Hello, Mike.
She met online. And personally, Hannah, I just want to say, your idea for like a Cobra Kai-themed date, going to sushi and doing a karate class together... Like, we never hear women going out of their way to set things up like this. It's usually the men that try and arrange a date like this.
It's refreshing.
It is refreshing. I commend you on what you did here.
I'm striking first.
Yeah. I get it. Get it? Another, I'm striking first.
Oh, striking.
Like a cobra.
Honestly, I think it's marriage material.
Wow.
Yeah. You are just really
Brooke
all on.
Yeah, super strong with the emotions.
I'm just saying.
I think she's marriage material, and this guy's going to be missing out if he doesn't give you another chance.
All right, we're setting the bar high.
Yeah, would you like Brooke to tell him that as soon as we get him on the phone, or we can hold off for a second?
Yeah, let's just be natural and chill about it at first.
Okay.
See what happens, and then
we'll get to the waxing on and off and all that.
Oh,
good
yeah.
stuff.
That's right. That's a good part of the movie.
Here we go. Let's dial the phone number, and hopefully he picks up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for Mike.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. I said we because you're talking to a whole show right now.
Hey, Mike.
A radio What's up, show brother? Called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What is this about?
It's called a second date update.
And it's all about you, Mike.
Yeah.
Well,
Is that coming on too strong?
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Not just. Sorry. I don't know what's going on with Brooke today. She's a little
eager.
I'm just happy. Yeah. And it's not just about you. It's about you along with one of our listeners that you went on a date with recently named Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Hannah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it sounds like you guys just recently went out, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we went out.
Cool.
All right.
Well, yeah.
We heard a little bit about your guys' date. We'd like to get your side of the story just to see how the stories match.
I mean, I don't know. What do you want to know? I don't really feel too comfortable about talking about this kind of stuff for the whole radio show.
Oh, okay, not the whole show. Alexis, close your ears.
Oh.
All right. Now you have 75% of the show.
I don't want to miss help.
Okay. It goes headphones off.
Yeah. Because he doesn't listen anyways.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What? What did you say?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think we're meeting your quota now. So what we're looking for, though, is just general thoughts. Like, did you like Hannah? How did you feel about her?
If I didn't say anything, it was probably one of the more, like, unique experiences I've ever had on a date.
That's awesome. It sounds like she put a lot of like thought and energy into planning the night for you two. Is that something new that
that's for sure. I think a lot of energy was expended too, even on the date. I can give you that much. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're talking about like the karate class was like expended energy.
Yeah, that would be it. I certainly something I've never experienced before.
That's cool, though. What did you think when she came up with that idea? She said it was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, well, it absolutely was. And I'll say this, you know, I thought for me it was like, I don't mind surprises. It was just something that, like, what I was wearing, too, you know, I wear some like kind of nice pants. I couldn't do karate. You know, I can't do karate in those kind of clothes. It was, you know, it was interesting.
Well, commend to you, because I can see how people would even say no, not in a rude way, but like, I'm sorry, but that's kind of a big ask. Like, we just had dinner.
You're thinking of yourself, huh?
Yeah, I'd probably be like, sorry. Well, I'll watch you do it.
I mean, this guy, you sound adventurous.
It sounds like you're talking a lot about the date and the activities. I want to know what you thought about Hannah as a person.
Good question.
Yeah. If you got to know who she is.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, she seems really nice, but personality wise, I just don't know if we're compatible.
Oh no.
How do you mean?
To be completely honest. Well, this is weird to me too, is that like she put all this great idea and energy into this idea, and then she kind of was a little like meek.
Meek?
You know, just kind of shy, I guess I'd say. Like, it's like it's not her fault. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying people like that have a problem or anything. It's just for me, it's not really what I go for. And then when I saw that.
Yeah. But listen, you've got a person, even if she's shy, she's going out on a limb. She's surprising you with a karate class. Like, maybe you just need to get to know her more to see like her fun, charismatic side.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that whole thing? You can't ask a zebra to change its stripes or something like that. Isn't that a saying? I don't know. It just seems like she is, you know?
Well, what exactly are you looking for?
Yeah.
Like, what type of woman do you want? Loud, obnoxious Brooke type?
Ooh. Some people do. Yeah. Some people
it
do.
Works for
yeah, I don't know. You know, I think that typically I'm just more attracted to someone with a bit more of like an assertive personality, really.
Okay.
But she's the one that planned the date.
Yeah, I know.
That's assertive in her own
that's
way.
That's assertive.
There is a saying that I like to draw upon sometimes. It's that I may not always win, but I never quit.
Oh, is this a Karate Kid thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was like, wow, Jeff, that's brilliant.
For ruining it, but I was going to segue seamlessly to tell you, you know who also doesn't quit? Hannah, who's
that's
on the other line right now, wanting
she's
to talk to you.
What?
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah,
she's on the phone.
Cobra Kai never dies, okay?
Cobra Kai never dies.
That's a good saying. Is that legit?
It is, well, and I think it's really applicable here.
sneaky move. I did okay.
Yeah, we want you two to talk to each other.
Yeah, look how assertive she is.
I want to hear from Hannah, though. Hannah, okay. What do you think about what you just heard?
I think that it's kind of ridiculous that you would judge me that fast, because yeah. I clearly have other sides to my personality. I just was showing the one thing first. I put myself out there. I can be assertive. Like, I can be bad.
Oh, right. Yeah, girl.
Okay.
Sounds like he's not quite buying it yet.
I don't think you're really getting that. So just, like, don't confuse being nice with being weak.
Mm. Oh,
that's good.
That's deep.
Is that a quote? Because that's a good quote.
Hannah, do you have any other examples of how you can be an assertive, powerful woman?
You know, like, I might like this show for a reason, okay? Because I am a go-getter. I try to get what I want. I mean, I don't give up.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. There you go.
What are you thinking there?
Are you saying that what you want is another date with me? Is that what you want?
Oh. Hannah, strike first. Strike hard, no mercy.
Where are you getting those?
That's the Cobra Kai saying.
Did you look him up before we called it?
I'm on Google.
Listen, okay?
Okay.
Here's the thing. You're going to either be quiet and listen to me and just do it, and we're going to go out again because there's more there, or you're just going to be lame.
She got you, Bird.
I don't even have to ask a question because she's telling you that we're going to go out on a second date.
You don't want to be lame, do you?
I said to them that I wanted someone who was assertive, and this is kind of the peak assertiveness, so I'm down if you're down.
Okay.
I didn't even offer to pay for it.
There we go.
No, she's going to make him pay for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got money.
You're going to pay for it, and you're going to like it, Mike.
Right. Yeah, I guess I have to now. I literally asked for someone to tell me what to do.
All right.
Well, she made him laugh. Oh, I man. Like this.
So it sounds like we're sending you guys out on another date.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Hannah. I'm glad you did this. Shoot.
Do you not have a Cobra Kai saying to close us out here?
No, yeah. I was just going to end with a traditional bow, and then we all kiss.
This is radio. Right. Wait, they don't no kiss kissing. In karate?
There's kissing in the karate classes that I went to.
There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah!
Everybody bow and pucker and 1, 2, 3.
She is assertive.
You're taking control of the situation. Wow. I like it, Hannah.
Jeff is actually blushing.
Mike, you have your hands full with this tiger.
Wow.
Okay.
We've created a monster.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.